This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Cheaters, cheaters.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Later this morning, we'll get a figure that Washington is just cringing at these days, the trade deficit with China. Yesterday, two senators, one Republican, one Democrat, introduced a bill that would yank normal trade relations with China. They say Beijing is cheating the United States out of billions of dollars by playing with its currency, pirating American products, and pummeling the U.S. with exports. But the bill faces strong opposition from the Bush administration. A fourth Western state is suing the administration over plans to open certain areas of national forests, areas without roads. Sam Eaton tells us what's at stake here.
Washington is joining Oregon, California, and New Mexico in a lawsuit that challenges President Bush's authority to reverse the 2001 roadless rule, which banned logging on nearly 60 million acres of national forest land. Bush's plan gives states the ability to call the shots, but that comes at a price. Mark Squillaci with the University of Colorado's Natural Resources Law Center says states now must prove their roadless areas should stay that way.
And if a state's going to do it right, it's going to have to set up a significant process. They're going to have to involve the public. It's going to consume substantial government resources, both in terms of time and money.
About $1 million, says Washington Governor Christine Gregoire. But Gregoire says that pales in comparison to the recreational value of having so much wilderness so close by. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
MTV's about to name the winner of a new video game contest. Not something we'd usually report on Marketplace, except the contest is part of an effort to pressure a certain group of investors. Investors of companies that do business with Sudan, where so much bloodshed is occurring. Jeff Tyler reports.
State pension funds have an estimated $91 billion invested in companies doing business with Sudan. About $15 billion of those assets are held by California's pension fund, CalPERS. But instead of yanking investments, spokeswoman Patricia Macht says CalPERS hopes to use its financial muscle to influence change.
As long as we hold those companies in our portfolio as share owners, we have a right to speak up and speak out and attempt to persuade them to do the right thing.
But New York Assemblyman Nick Perry isn't convinced companies will listen. He's sponsoring a bill to force his state to divest and cut Sudan's economic lifeline.
As long as the money continues to flow, they're able to finance their operation. The most effective way is to cut the purse strings.
The killing in Sudan has already spurred five states to divest, and at least 10 other states are considering similar legislation. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
I mentioned video games. Does this bring back any memories? The company that made arcade hits like Pac-Man and Frogger is still around, believe it or not. Well, for now. Yesterday, Atari posted a surprising quarterly loss and said it might not stay afloat much longer. In after-hours trading, shares fell 40%. Investors gobbled up some stocks but ran away from others on Thursday. The Dow was up 24 points to 10,885. The S&P 500 dropped a point, and the Nasdaq lost 11 to wind up at 2255. This is Marketplace. Wouldn't it be great if you could pick which cable channels you wanted and only got those? Well, a new FCC study says such a plan would not only be feasible, it'd be cheaper for you. Eric Kneeler reports.
The new report says TV viewers could save up to 13% on their cable bill if they were allowed to choose the channels they wanted instead of being forced to pay for a bundle of channels. The FCC study gives a boost to groups seeking more competition in the cable industry. Gene Kimmelman is policy director for Consumer Union.
The right to choose channels actually could be an enormous benefit in the marketplace, driving down prices and really letting people avoid a lot of the debate about how to regulate what is decent, what is indecent. You pick yourself and decide what's decent or indecent for your family.
Arizona Senator John McCain has called for legislation to do just that, but cable operators contend such a la carte pricing would boost their costs. In Washington, I'm Eric Kneedler for Marketplace.
Which comes to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. Market data and news brought to you by Reuters. The facts without spin as they happen. Reuters helps you stay in the know now. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. The opening ceremonies for the Winter Olympics are tonight in Torino, Italy. For most of the athletes, whether they win medals or not, being an Olympian will not bring them fame or fortune. But for a select few, there could be a huge payday at the end of all this in endorsements. Business of Sports commentator Diana Nyad and I are going to talk about a few of them. Hi, Diana.
How are you doing, Scott?
I'm doing all right. So let's start with a certain figure skater that we all know. Does Michelle Kwan already rake in the endorsement money, or does she need to win gold here to get the big bucks?
Well, she already rakes in to start with. You know, she's got a nice little bevy of sponsors behind her. She's got two Olympic medals now, but they're not gold. And if she wins gold here, most of the marketers I've talked to said that she probably will leap into the eight-figure sort of numbers. But unfortunately, it's just the way Americans think. It won't do unless she hits the gold.
Now, she has sort of a darling reputation. On the other hand, you've got a guy like Bodie Miller, the skier, who says he skis drunk sometimes, but Visa's still giving him an endorsement.
Yeah, Bodie's a renegade, and as you said, he's actually announced fairly recently that he's been wasted, to use his word, many times at the top of World Cup slalom events. But there are lots of products out there, and some of them do, you know, gravitate toward, you know, the young renegade guy who never combs his hair and doesn't say anything you want to hear, but he represents a lot of young people. So Bodie Miller, oddly enough, he will appear to some sponsors.
Well, I just hope he skis sober.
Yeah, that's all we can hope.
There's a new sport, in fact, called snowboard cross, and its star is this sweet-looking daredevil named Lindsay Jacobellis. Tell us about her.
Well, she's sort of a blonde beauty with the long hair flowing, and she's, you know, got the big, pretty smile. But this woman is, have you seen the sport yet?
I have not.
It's like roller derby on snowboards. I mean, they are crashing into each other with elbows. She is fearless. She comes over these big jumps and gives a snarly look to the woman next to her and jabs her with the elbow. And then takes a turn and goes down the other way. So, you know, she's been appearing in a number of Visa sponsors over the last couple of months, very high profile. There's a kid named Sean White. They call him the Flying Tomato because he's got this big, wild red hair. And similar to Lindsay, he's also a fearless guy. His event is the Half Pipe. Again, we don't think of those as the marquee events like figure skating and downhill skiing, but they're becoming the marquee events just in the last 10 years.
But again, these are the exceptions rather than the rule.
Even with gold, I mean, you know, the biathletes, the cross-country skiers, the losers, these are people who have worked just as hard as the marquee events people. They've worked for a decade. They've sacrificed their lives. But I can't tell you how many countless friends even I have who have an Olympic medal, gold, stashed in the back closet somewhere, never brought them a dime. But that's not what they did it for. And then that's not why they're in Torino.
Well, it all should be fun to watch. Thanks, Diana.
It will. Thank you, Scott.
Diana Nyad is Marketplace's Business of Sports commentator. She'll be back in a few weeks. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
Bob Eckert's a businessman, but not...
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.